Welcome back to the AI Hardware Show. I'm your host, Skylar Monroe. And if you're obsessed with the silicon that's powering our AI future, you're in the right place. Before we dive into today's hardware deep dive, a huge thanks to our sponsors, Limitless AI, helping clients seamlessly integrate AI into their workflows, and Ago Consulting, that's pronounced Ago, are your go-to team for silicon development consulting. Today, we're covering some massive moves in the accelerator space, including AMD's surprise PCIe play, Huawei's potential takeover of China's AI chip market, and Meta's absolutely wild expansion with NVIDIA. Let's jump right in. All right, first story today is one that caught me completely off guard. AMD just dropped the Instinct MI350P accelerator, and this is their CDNA4 architecture coming to traditional PCIe cards. Now, what makes this interesting is that the MI350P is essentially half of their flagship MI350X. Think of it like this. If the MI350X is a dual-engine sports car, the MI350P is the same car with one engine removed to fit into a tighter garage. AMD is targeting customers who want modern AI acceleration but need to fit it into existing air-cooled servers with standard PCIe slots. The card packs 144 gigabytes of HBM3E memory, which is absolutely massive for a PCIe form factor. What's really clever here is AMD's positioning. They're claiming roughly 40% better theoretical compute performance in FPP16 and FP8 compared to NVIDIA's H200 NVL competitor. That's a bold claim, and if it holds up in real-world workloads, it could seriously shake up the market. This feels like AMD saying, hey, we know not everyone can redesign their entire data center infrastructure, so here's a drop-in upgrade that'll give you next-gen performance. It's smart positioning, especially for enterprises that want to dip their toes into serious AI acceleration without a complete infrastructure overhaul. The timing is interesting too. This comes right as we're seeing more competition in the accelerator space, and AMD is clearly trying to grab market share wherever they can find it. Now, speaking of market shakeups, let's talk about what's happening in China, because this story is absolutely fascinating from a geopolitical hardware perspective. According to reports, Huawei could potentially seize China's AI chip crown by 2026, and this is all happening while NVIDIA's H200 shipments are stuck in regulatory limbo. We're looking at a market that's projected to hit $67 billion by 2030, and Beijing is pushing hard for homegrown AI hardware dominance. This is like watching a tech cold war play out in silicon. Huawei has been quietly building their AI chip capabilities, and with US export restrictions limiting NVIDIA's access to the Chinese market, there's this massive opportunity opening up. Think of it like this. Imagine if the best pizza place in town suddenly couldn't deliver to half the city. The local competitors would absolutely rush to fill that gap, right? That's essentially what's happening here. Huawei's been developing their Ascend series of AI chips, and while they might not be as powerful as NVIDIA's latest offerings, they don't have to be the absolute best. They just have to be good enough and available. The regulatory situation is creating artificial scarcity for NVIDIA, and Huawei is positioned to capitalize on that. What's really interesting is the long-term implications. If Huawei does capture significant market share in China, they'll have the scale and revenue to invest heavily in R&D, potentially closing the performance gap over time. This could fundamentally reshape the global AI chip landscape, creating two separate ecosystems, one dominated by NVIDIA and AMD in the West, and another led by Huawei and other Chinese companies domestically. The $67 billion projection for 2030 suddenly makes a lot more sense when you realize we might be looking at parallel markets developing in parallel. All right, let's shift gears and talk about Meta's absolutely massive expansion with NVIDIA, because the scale of this deal is just mind-blowing. Meta is expanding their NVIDIA partnership to use millions, and I mean millions, of AI chips in their data center build-out. This isn't just about GPUs either. They're also incorporating standalone CPUs from NVIDIA. This is like watching someone decide to not just buy a car, but to buy the entire car dealership and the factory that makes the cars. The scale here is unprecedented, and it really shows you how seriously Meta is taking AI infrastructure. When we talk about millions of chips, we're looking at data centers that are essentially purpose-built AI supercomputers. Think about it. Each modern NVIDIA H100 or H200 can cost tens of thousands of dollars. So we're talking about investments in the billions just for the silicon alone. But here's what's really interesting about this deal. Meta isn't just buying GPUs. they're also incorporating NVIDIA's Grace CPUs, which shows a more holistic approach to AI infrastructure. It's like they're saying, we don't just want the fastest race car engine, we want the entire racing team, the pit crew, and the track too. This suggests Meta is thinking beyond just training massive language models. They're building infrastructure for inference, for real-time applications, for things we probably haven't even thought of yet. The timing is also crucial because Meta is clearly preparing for the next wave of AI applications. We're already seeing them integrate AI across Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. But this level of hardware investment suggests they're planning something much bigger. When you're buying millions of chips, you're not just thinking about today's workloads. You're betting on where AI is going to be in 3 to 5 years. Now, before we continue, let's take a step back and talk about the broader AI chip landscape, because CNBC just published a great breakdown comparing everything from NVIDIA GPTUs to Google TPUs. This is actually perfect timing, because with all these announcements we're discussing, it's worth understanding how these different approaches stack up. On one side, you have NVIDIA with their GPUs. Think of these as the Swiss Army knives of AI computing. They're incredibly versatile, great for both training and inference. And they've got this massive software ecosystem with CUDA that makes them relatively easy to work with. Then you have Google's TPPUs, which are like Formula One race cars, incredibly fast for specific tasks, but they're purpose-built for Google's workloads and TensorFlow. Google designed these chips specifically for their own needs, optimizing for the operations that matter most in their AI models. It's a completely different philosophy from NVIDIA's general purpose approach. What's fascinating is seeing how different companies are making different bets. NVIDIA is betting on versatility and ecosystem lock-in. Google is betting on custom silicon, optimized for their specific workloads. AMD is betting on being the performance alternative with more open software. And then you have companies like Intel trying to break into the market with their own approaches. Each strategy has trade-offs. NVIDIA's approach means you can run almost any AI workload, but you might not get the absolute best performance for your specific use case. Google's TPUs can be incredibly efficient for their target workloads, but they're not as flexible. It's like choosing between a versatile tool that works for everything versus a specialized tool that's perfect for one job. The reality is that the AI chip landscape is becoming incredibly diverse, and different applications are going to call for different silicon solutions. What's really interesting about all these stories together is that they paint a picture of an industry that's rapidly diversifying and regionalizing. You've got AMD making strategic moves to capture market share with more flexible form factors. Huawei potentially dominating the Chinese market due to regulatory restrictions, Meta making massive infrastructure bets that will shape how we think about AI at scale, and the broader ecosystem showing that there's no one-size-fits-all solution for AI hardware. We're moving away from a world where NVIDIA was the only game in town, towards something much more complex and competitive. The next few years are going to be absolutely fascinating to watch because the companies that get their hardware strategies right now are going to have massive advantages as AI continues to scale. The hardware is becoming the foundation for everything we're going to build on top of it. That's a wrap on today's episode of the AI Hardware Show, brought to you by Limitless AI and Ago Consulting. If you enjoyed this deep dive into the latest AI accelerator developments, make sure to subscribe and share this with anyone who's as obsessed with silicon as we are. You can find all the links and additional details in the show notes. There's some really good technical documentation worth checking out. Until next time, keep watching the hardware space because things are moving fast and we're just getting started.